neighbourhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba and former Transnet CEOs Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, as well as former senior Transnet executives Arnold Singh and Thamsanqa Jiani, have been formally charged in connection with state capture probes involving the state-owned entity. They appeared in the Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Gauteng today. They are accused of irregularly approving contracts. The Investigating Directorate Against Corruption issued a summons nearly 2 weeks ago for Gigaba to appear in court. IDAC spokesperson Henry Mamotame.
The commissioning of the offences allegedly took place during a period when Dr. Gigaba was the Minister of Public Enterprises, to which millions of rands were lost during the awarding of these irregular contracts. Their matter was postponed to 30 January 2026 for the state to disclose the case docket and the indictment prior to the matter being transferred to the High Court.
Northwest businessman Brown Mokgotsi says Vusi Kat Matlala claims that National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola and former Police Minister Beki Cele received money from him. Mokgotsi has claimed at the Matlanga Commission that he's been working as a crime intelligence agent who was investigating the alleged cartel leader. He claims Matlala was at the center of a crime intelligence report under the alias John Wick. Mokgotsi says he flagged issues with the awarding of Matlala's multi-million rand police tender with suspended Deputy National Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya.
I had to get close to Matlala and identify the syndicate involved in the tender, including if any subs members. For this purpose, I had to convince Matlala that I'm close to Mchunu, and any concerns that Matlala had regarding South African Police Service tender could be addressed with the minister. These investigations are still going.
Your job was to investigate and identify the syndicate involved in the tender. Have you been able to identify members of that syndicate?
Yes, the investigation is ongoing. I cannot confirm that indeed I have solid members that I have identified.
Well, Mokgotsi, who is alleged to be an associate of suspended Police Minister Senzo Mqunu, says he physically met with Matlala in December last year. It was a day after the Political Killings Task Team conducted a search and seizure operation at Matlala's house.
The meeting was very, very important because, commissioners, it is Matlala who told me that these people are very ungrateful. He further spoke about General Beki Cele and General Masemola, saying that, you know, these people expect me, like Masemola, expect 25 million rand from me, and I have already given him 5 million rand. He also spoke about Beki Cele that he has given him 2 million rand, and he wanted 10 million, which means the 8 million rand was outstanding. One of the important things he said was that Jen Masemola and Cele, they are having a plan, a comeback strategy for General Beki Cele to come back. They really, really want to get rid of General Sibiya.
And a top Nigerian general has ordered his troops to fight day and night to rescue 25 schoolgirls abducted in the northwest. Officials say they were taken by a criminal gang in an early morning raid on a secondary school in Kebbi State on Monday. Major General Waidi Shanubu has told troops deployed to the state to leave no stone unturned in the search for the schoolgirls. The top story this hour, former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba, former Transnet CEOs Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, and former senior executives Arnold Singh and Thamsanqa Jiani have been formally charged in connection with state capture probes involving Transnet. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Springbok Quartet nominated for various World Rugby Awards. Former England captain Andrew Strauss says that England's batting lineup could be exposed in the Ashes. Carlos Alcaraz has withdrawn from the Davis Cup finals due to injury.